Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here to talk a little Saints football with us from the Times-Picayune sports columnist Rod Walker joins us on CBS Sports Radio. How are you tonight, Rod?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, guys.
My pleasure. Thank you. A very in-depth question to get this thing going. What the hell happened last week?
Well, I know the people in New Orleans are still scratching their heads and wondering the same thing and, you know, really looking forward to trying to see on Sunday against Tampa Bay if last week was just a rare off day for this team or if that was who they are right now. They just really struggled. I mean, they didn't do much of anything right. The offense struggled, which is, you know, it's sort of uncharacteristic. I mean, I went back and dug up some numbers the last time that this team had gone. It was the first time that Drew Brees had ever gone, had ever played a game in the Superdome without scoring a touchdown as a starting quarterback. So, I mean, that tells you how rare it is for what happened last week. And but then when you look this whole season, I mean, that's the third game of the season that they didn't score. And they didn't score a touchdown against the Rams as far as the offense. They didn't score a touchdown against the Cowboys, and they happened to win that game. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you're kind of wondering if this offense is, if people have caught up to it or what. So I think that the game against Tampa Bay on Sunday will show us a little something, I guess.
All right, so then we'll get back to the offense. I'll shoot over to the defense because you made a good point. They've actually had three games where they didn't score a touchdown. They won those other two because their defense may have come into this season underrated. Then they showed as well as they did, and I thought they were getting their props. And then last week, they let the Falcons' offense, which has not been good all year. We know they've got some talented players, but it just hasn't worked for them. All of a sudden, their offense was clicking on all cylinders against that Saint defense. Know they have some injuries, but is that the only thing you can hang your hat on for the less than stellar effort against the Falcons defensively from the Saints?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Falcons, that first drive, the Falcons came out and they ran the ball really well, which is something that most teams have really struggled with running the ball against the Saints. And it ended up evening out over the game. I mean, the Saints defense got better as far as stopping the run. But that first drive, I mean, Atlanta was getting yards in chunks. And that, like I said, just doesn't happen. And so they struggled there. And, you know, they lost Marshawn Lattimore in the game. He got hurt. And it didn't really hurt them too bad. I mean, they sort of survived that. So, I don't know. I think it's just one of those games, man, that, you know, you have one of those games every now and then. And, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, maybe that was there. So,
no, it's not often that a cornerback is your key defensive player, but I think that argument could be made for a guy like Marshawn Lattimore for the Saints, and he is out this week. What is the domino effect when he's not in there for New Orleans?
I think it's a huge blow for this team, especially going against Tampa Bay. I mean, a team with two really, really good receivers, two of the top four receivers in the league as far as statistics this year. And so, I mean, with Marshawn out, P.J. Williams, you know, who's usually your, you know, kind of your nickel guy, he's going to have to slide out and play the outside. And Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who's a rookie, who's, you know, he's played a lot in the nickel anyway, so he'll be that other cornerback. But I think this is going to be a really tough test for the Saints. I mean, just going against those two receivers with a depleted secondary. I mean, Marshawn is, I mean, you can make an argument for him or DeMario Davis or Cam Jordan is, you know, the most valuable guys in that defense. But I think as far as missing a guy in a game, especially a game like this one against Tampa Bay, I think, I mean, just being without Marshawn is going to be huge for his team. And, I mean, I don't know if they'll be able to overcome it, but we'll see.
We shall see. Tampa's offense, as you mentioned, is capable of the big plays because they have talented wide receivers, but they also have a quarterback who's been known to turn it over from time to time and make a great play. Then he'll make a major mistake and give the other team a short field with a bad turnover. Are the Saints up to pressuring Jameis Winston and getting him to cough up the football?
I think they are. I mean, you look at the last time, you know, they played these two teams, you know, they played already this season, and the Saints were able to get to Jameis, and that was a game that the defense really dominated. I mean, they got to him five or six times in that game, and so I think that's going to be key. I mean, because if he has time, I mean, he could possibly, you know, have his way with that secondary. Well, maybe not have his way with him. I think he could be successful against the secondary. So I think getting that pressure up front is going to be key for the Saints, and that's something they've done fairly well. So, you know, I think that bodes well for them.
Rod Walker, the Times Picayune, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio, talking Saints. All right, back over to the offense. Lose Drew Brees early in the season, out for a while. Teddy Bridgewater does the job. Lost that Ram game that Drew got hurt in. But then afterwards, Teddy reels off victory after victory after victory in somewhat Brees-like fashion, completing a high percentage of his passes, not necessarily major down-the-field type plays, but just methodically picking teams apart via the air. Brees comes back. He's back to being Drew Brees, completing 74% of his passes. But the big play just doesn't seem to be there yet for Brees. Is he still dealing with the hand issue? Is he? Are we seeing signs of father time? Am I overestimating what Brees hasn't done this year? Because certain of his stats and categories are as good as they usually are, which is Pro Bowl all MVP type levels, but others aren't. Where is Drew Brees at right now?
Well, I think we don't really know because, I mean, he played really, really well against the Cardinals in his first game back from the injury. I mean, he was superb in that game. I mean, he looked like, you know, Drew Brees from 2009. I mean, he was just spectacular in that game. And then last week he just wasn't. And, you know, they had a lot of issues last week. I mean, you look at the offensive line, all the penalties they had. Andrus Peat got hurt, and he'll be out tomorrow. Teron Armstead was battling the flu last week. And so, I mean, they sacked. That was a Falcons team that came to the game with six sacks and ended up with, well, they came to the game with seven sacks or whatever it was, and it finished with just six in that one game alone. I mean, they were in Brees' face all afternoon. And, you know, all that just factored into him having a really bad, well, not a bad game, but just an off game. And it was just like pretty much nothing went right for that team other than Michael Thomas, who's, you know, been Mr. Consistent for the Saints. But it was just a really bad day, and I don't think there was anything other than Michael Thomas. I mean, there's nothing good you can say about that performance last week.
Michael,
and as far as Brees, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, he says he's fine. I don't think that the thumb is bothering him at all. I mean, he didn't seem to have any effects from it to me, but I think it's just some issue with the line up front, and I think that was like the main thing.
If you look at the Saints offense the last several years, it's been Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara. Three big-time players with the capability of making those big-time, game-breaking type plays. If you tell me Brees is getting back to and will be back to what Drew Brees usually is, Thomas is having a Pro Bowl, yes, I deserve to be the highest-paid wide receiver type season. Alvin Kamara hasn't had a breakout yet. And I know he's had injury issues and he's missed a couple of games, but when he's played, he hasn't been that game-breaking type player that he has been. Again, are we going to chalk it up to he's not 100% and the injuries have caused him to lose some of his game-breaking abilities, or is it something more than that?
I think you look back at the Seattle game, Alvin was, he was spectacular in that game. But then, you know, he did have the injury. I think that has definitely slowed him down a little bit. And I think the Saints offense, I don't know if they, because you look at those games when Brees wasn't playing. I mean, they gave Latavius Murray the ball and he ran in a lot, and they were able to generate some stuff on the ground. And they haven't really been, you know, focusing on the run as much, it seems like. And I think it just kind of gets that offense out of sync a little bit. So I think if they can establish the run and, you know, try to get work Kamara and Latavius in the game early, I think things sort of open up for that offense. But when they don't, I think it sort of hinders them a little bit.
Fair enough. There are no soft touches left on the set schedule for the Saints. At Tampa tomorrow, not a rollover victory for the reasons we've already mentioned. You've got Carolina left twice. They are your closest competitor within the division. A rematch against Atlanta, but you got to go down to their house. The 49ers left on the sked, and a couple of AFC teams, Indianapolis and Tennessee. Do you think Coach Payton prefers it this way? Let's earn our way in. If we're good enough, if we think we're Super Bowl contenders, and surely they should have believed that when they were 7-1 through the first eight games, well, let's make these next eight that much more competitive, because that way we know what we're facing once we get to the postseason.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, you have these division games on the back end of the schedule, and I think, and Sean even talked about that, you know, earlier in the season. I mean, I think he sort of likes it, you know, all these division games are pretty much just stacked up here together, and, you know, you don't have to scout as much. I mean, you're so familiar with these teams, so it's just going to be a matter of going out there and doing what you're supposed to do. And the Saints know that. I mean, you look at this time a week ago, the Saints basically controlled their own destiny in the NFC. All they had to do was win out because they were playing the 49ers, and they'd have been the number one seed. Now, all of a sudden, after that loss, after they laid the egg last Sunday, I mean, they've fallen down to three because, you know, Green Bay they have the tiebreaker because they have a better NFC record. You know, obviously, the 49ers only have the one loss. So the Saints are, you know, they're in the third spot right now. So, I mean, they know how important these games are, and now they're going to have to go out and try to earn that number one seed again. I mean, they're going to need some help now, and, you know, it's going to be tough. And, you know, the Super Bowl may not come through the Superdome if they don't take care of business the rest of the way.
Right. They get to prove that last week was just a stumbling, not a falling, with their loss at Atlanta. It starts again at 1 o'clock tomorrow versus Tampa. Rod, good stuff. Appreciate you coming on, sharing a little Saints insight. We will talk to you again down the line.
All right, thanks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.